Today's Shira Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Tzadi Omid Beis, and we begin the halachos of Kriya Shema Simen Nun Ches. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Zaman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, the mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema in the morning time is beginning from the time that you can see Mishiyire Es Chaveiro Harogilimo Kitzas, when you can see a friend or recognize a friend who you know a little bit, when he's at a distance, Berichuk Arba Amos V'Yakirena, he's a distance of 4 amos from you, you can say, hey, that's Yanko, that's my friend Yanko, and you know it, there's enough light out that you can see this. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Aleph writes, Zman Kriya Shema, U'Birchas Kriya Shema Lefoneha, Gam Kein Ein Lamar Kodem Hazman Hazeh. The Kriya Shema, of course, has the brachos in front of the Kriya Shema and the brachos after the Kriya Shema, which we'll learn about. And one should not start saying these brachos, not only the Kriya Shema, but even the brachos of Kriya Shema, Yotzer Orav Ori Choshech, etc., until you've reached this time of what's called Mishiyakiris Chaveiro. What exactly is this time? Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's when a friend that you recognize, Harogalimo Kitsas, Kach Sanoi, Da'asi Leprokim. This is somebody that you see every now and then. The regularly moharbe, if it's somebody that you see very regularly, so then afilu rochok mimenu makiro. Then even if he's further than 4 amos away, you recognize him by his walk, by his posture, or any other way that you might recognize somebody without being actually see his face. It's not enough light to see his face. And if it's v'eino regular klal, if it's not somebody that you know at all, so then afilu krov legabwe, you know makiro. It could be a foot in front of you, and it could be a ton of light, and you still won't recognize him. So it's a friend, an acquaintance that you would recognize when you see his face. So you have to have enough light to see his face. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'nikba zehazman l'kriya shma." This time is established for the starting to say kriya shma. After mitzvah sanoshim kamin b'mitosam misha'olam arashachar. This is the time which is after arashachar, after the light of dawn, is because this time was set up because a small percentage of people are getting up at this time from olos hashachar. And that is called the Karinam Bey Uvukumecha Min HaTorah. Therefore, the Torah says that it has to be said, Kriya Shema has to be B'shoch B'cho, when you lie down, Uvukumecha, when you get up. And since some people are already getting up at this time, therefore, even though it's minority of the people, L'chein B'dievet Yotzah, therefore it's acceptable, B'dievet Yotzah on this, as we'll learn in Sif Dalet. Nevertheless, Mikol Mokom, however, Kivan Deruba Di'in Shei Lokaimi Achiyakir Echor Eschaveiro, while some percentage of people get up at dawn, the majority of people get up at a slightly later time, which is this Mishiyakir, so therefore that is the proper time to start saying Kriya Shema. V'od, furthermore, Pemesha Kavu Parshas Tzitzis B'Kriya Shema, since the Parsha of Tzitzis is included in the saying of the entire 3 Parshas of Kriya Shema, and it says, D'chsiv Be'uriyisimo, so you should see the Tzitzis, therefore it has to be enough light outside that you can see the Tzitzis. L'fiko Kavu Chacham Mizmano Mishiyaku Ben Tcheles Halovin. Therefore, the time that the rabbi said that you should say the Kriya Shema is when you can recognize the difference between the colors Tcheles and Lovon, the blue and the white, and therefore, V'hu Azman, this is the same time, Shemakir Schaver, Berichuk Arba Amos, when you can tell the difference between the blue and the white colors, is the same exact time that you can tell an acquaintance a distance of 4 amos who he is. The Mechaber continues and says, that's the start of Kriya Shema. When is the end time to say Kriya Shema in the morning? V'nimshach Zmana, the time for saying Kriya Shema continues and extends at Sof Sholosh Shos Shurvi Ayom, until the end of 3 halachic hours, which we'll explain, which is 1/4 of the day. A day is divided up into 12 equal hours. We'll see we divide it up like the opinion of the Magen Avraham or the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. We'll see what that exactly means. And this is the time that one can say a Kriya Shema until 1/4 of the day, i.e. 3 halachic hours into the day have been completed. The Mishnah, the Mechaber continues, U'mitzvah min ha-muvchar l'kroso kivasikin. However, the optimal time to read it, you have this entire period of time, as we said, Mishiyakir, until 3 hours into the day. The optimal time to say Kriya Shema, he says, the mitzvah in a muchar is to read it like the vasikin. What are the vasikin? So the Ramah adds, Pirush, Talmidim. The vasikin are the Talmidim. Rashi elsewhere explains, Pirush, Anoshim, Anovim, Umechabiv, and Mitzvos. These are very, very special people, humble people that love the mitzvos, and they do the mitzvah in the optimal, perfect time, which we'll see is Kivasikin, means right before the sun rises. Shri Muchabdim, the Mechaber continues, Lekrosa Ma'at Kodim HaNeitzachama. They would try to read Kriya Shema just right prior to the rising of the sun. So we have some specific terms that we need to explain. So Olos HaShachar or Omer HaShachar, that's the start of dawn. Then you have Mishiyakir, which is some period of time after that, which means there's a little bit more light. And then the next period of time that we've mentioned now is Honetzachama, which is the start of the sunrise. And the Ramah explains Pirush, Yitziyasachama, this is when the sun comes out, Kimo, Heinetzu Harimonim, like the budding pomegranates. So too over here, this is the Netzachama, the budding of the sun. And one should say the Kriya Shema, ideally right before the sun comes out. Kadeshi Yisayim Kriya Shema, the Mechaber continues, so you should conclude the saying of the Kriya Shema Ubirchosa, as well as the brachos of the Kriya Shema, Im HaNetzachama, right with the start of HaNetzachama, and then start the Shmon Esrei at that point, V'yismo HaTvila Miyad BaNetzachama, and start the Tvila, which Tvila always means Shmon Esrei, right after the sun is written. So you want to say the Kriya Shema and the brachos of Kriya Shema right before the sun rises, optimally, and say the Shmon Esrei right afterwards. And this is called davening like the Vasikin. Again, many people daven in a Vasikin minion, which exactly tries to do this. And if somebody is able to do this, for both the physical reasons to get up at this time, as well as to be able to recognize when these times are, Secharo Meruba Ma'od, his reward is very, very great, the Mechaber says. Gemara gives us illustrations about some of the Tanoim and Amoraim that were able to do this. They had a smile on their face all day long because this is a great mitzvah to be able to perform it in an optimal fashion. The Ramah adds, Hagor, Shir HaNetzachama, Hukimo Shir Shah Achas Kodim Shiala Kokuf Hashem Es Al Oretz. How long exactly is this Netzachama? The Ramah says it's about the same time that it takes for an hour. Shir Shah Achas Kodim Shiala Kokuf Hashem Es Al Oretz, before the sun fully rises up over the earth. We'll have to explain this when we get to this. Now we finished off all the Mechabers and the Ramah for today, Sif Aleph, and now we can delve into the Mishnah Berurah, which has a tremendous amount of detail about this important halacha. First off, in Dirshu, footnote number one, say that the time between Olos HaShachar and the sun rising is somewhere between 72 and 90 minutes of time. So the period of time Mishiyakir is somewhat after the Olos HaShachar, and it's somewhere in the area of 30 to 40 minutes or up to an hour or so before the sun rises. Again, there are many different opinions, and look in this footnote, Dirshu footnote number one, for some of the detail. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Gimel says, at Sof, the end time for Kriya Shema is 1/3 of the 3 hours, 1/4 of the day. However, he says, L'chatchila Asur, one is forbidden, L'hisacher at Osu Asban. One shouldn't wait till the end time of Kriya Shema. One should say Kriya Shema as soon as possible. The issue footnote number two brings down, Mishaini Yochel Espalo Tvila Shmon Esrei Kivasikin. If you can't daven in the optimal way that we've already spoken out, which is like the Vasikin, to say Shema and the Brachos of Shema right before the sun rises, and then Shmon Esrei right immediately after the sun rises. So then he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shiroi Shiyakari Kriya Shema Kodim Netzacham. If you can't do that, you should still try to read at least Kriya Shema before the sun rises. Because Lachush, one should be concerned, L'das HaSovrim, according to those opinions, it says that Ikuz Ma Kriya Shema Hu Lifnei HaNetz, that the only time you can be Yotze is really before Netzachama. So one should be concerned about those opinions and try to say Kriya Shema ideally before the sun rises. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal adds, Shiyasne, a person should make a Tanai. Shim Ein Ze Ikuz Manu, if this is not the optimal position, and I'm actually going to dive with the minion after the Netzachama, but still well within the time of Kriya Shema, so it's still preferable in this situation to say Kriya Shema before the sun rises. So then you say, Tnai, this is the way I want to be Yotzei. But if in fact the halach is that it's preferable to daven with a minyan and to say Kriya Shema and be somech gula l'tfila, albeit it's after the Netzachama, so then you should make this Tnai that I don't want to be Yotzei with the recital of Kriya Shema. It should be just like I'm reading in the Torah, and in this way you'll have the best of both worlds. Yuman of Shach, if it's more proper, if we paskin, so to say, that one should say Kriya Shema before Netzachama, you said it. And if we paskin that it's better to be somach gula l'tefila, to say Shema and the brachos of Kriya Shema together with the Shmon Esrei in the proper time for Kriya Shema, albeit after Netzachama, so then my reading of Kriya Shema before Netzachama was only like reading in the Torah, not to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet writes, Shalosh Shos, we have 3 hours into the day, Shekein Derech Bein Melach and Lamud Oz, because the sons of kings would get up later in the day, and that's still called Uvikumech, when people are still getting up. And even the fact that it's only minority people, it's still called getting up, and one-fourth of the day, 3 hours into the day, is still called people getting up, and you can still say Kriyashma. And therefore, Lachi Karinim Be'adayim Uvikumecha. Umonin Elu Hashos. How do you count these 3 hours? Hasholosh Hashos, Mizman Amur HaShachar. The Mishnah Berurah first brings down the opinion, as we'll see, of the Magen Avraham, that says you start counting the day, you break the day up into 12 hours from the start of the day, Amur HaShachar, according to the Magen Avraham, until Tzeis HaKochavim, and Ken Kosav, the Magen Avraham. This is the opinion of the Magen Avraham, that the day is divided up into 12 equal parts, which we call halachic hours, Shos Zmanios, which you divide it up from Amur HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochavim, until the stars come out. That's the das of the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the das of the Gro, the Vilna Gaon, that no, we count the day, Mishas Hineitzachama. You start counting the 12 equal hours of the day from sunrise until sunset. So this is a slightly different calculation. Both of them say that 12 halachic shows in a day. How you come to that calculation, the Magen Avraham starts earlier and ends later. The Vilna Gaon starts from sunrise and goes to sunset. The Mishnah Berurah says there's no real difference whether you hold like the Magen Avraham or the Gro, because everybody agrees you should say it as early as possible. As we just pointed out in Siv Gimel, you're not supposed to delay saying of Kriyat Shema, so he says practically there's no difference between the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon. In fact, there are many, many halachic ramifications as to whether we hold like the Magen Avraham or the Vilna Gaon in terms of the optimal times to daven, as we'll see momentarily. Sivkot and Hey, the Mishnah Berurah writes that this 3 hours is a quarter of the day. It doesn't make a difference whether you're talking about the winter or the summer days. We divide it up the same 12 hours, divided up, whether it'll be an hour, it could be sometimes an hour and 10 minutes, or an hour, it could be sometimes 48 minutes. So it depends on which part of the year you're in as to the length of each halachic hour, but you still have 12 parts. And therefore, the first 3 hours, one quarter of the day, is always Zman Kriyat Shema. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says one should be careful in the winter days to make sure you read Kriyat Shema quickly. And Me'achar Shayom Kotzer, Ruviya Yom Kotzer, brought down the name of the Taz because the days are shorter. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, in fact, you have to be more careful in the summer months because the sun rises earlier, so the Zman of Kriyat Shema is actually earlier in the morning. The Derech Bnei Odom Lamo Bizman Echod, people tend to get up, let's say, at 6 o'clock all year round. So in the winter time, so the sun rises later, so the Zman Kriyat Shema is actually later. In the summer, the sun's been up already for a while, and therefore Zman Kriyat Shema will end earlier. So one has to be very careful to make sure that he davens in the right time. The kosher yom godlo yosid, the longer the day is, Zman Kriyat Shema mar lovo, the earlier Zman Kriyat Shema will be. The circle of gomer kula bisman, and one has to finish off the entire Kriyat Shema and the brachas of Kriyat Shema during the time of Kriyat Shema. The issue footnote number 5 says, we have the opinion that we say all three parashas Kriyat Shema, and that is halachically the way to do it. However, to be yotzei min d'oraisa, it may be sufficient to actually just say parts of the Kriyat Shema, maybe just the Shema and the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, maybe the first parasha, but we certainly say all three parashos. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Va'ma'achrim kriyas shema b'shul tzitzis or tefillin tohen." People that wait to put on their talis and tefillin because they don't have it yet, and therefore they delay saying of the kriyas shema, are making a mistake. Ella, what should they do? Yikro kriyas shema b'chosel b'smana below tzitzis tefillin. If you're going to miss this man of kriyas shema, so say the kriyas shema without your talis and tefillin on. Ukishiyalo, and when you get him, yinichim and put him on then, and then read again the kriyas shema or some other parsha or some tefillin, and this would be yotzei wearing the tefillin and the tzitzis. However, you don't want to miss the man kriyas shema. And even if it's not clear, maybe you make it, maybe you won't. You shouldn't wait. Ain lahamtin al talis atfilin. The Inam Ma'akiv says that because the wearing of talis atfilin are in Ma'akiv to say in Kriyat Shema. Avo b'lav hochi yamtin. Otherwise, you should wait. If you know you're going to get it and still be able to say Kriyat Shema, you should wait because, as we've already learned previously, the kolakori Kriyat Shema below tefillin kilu meid edu shek biatzmo. You're saying in the parish of Kriyat Shema. Shat mosay adech or yulutol devos ben enech. If you're not wearing it, it looks like you're testifying falsely about yourself. However, If you go to Mizman Kriyashma, that's not called false testimony. Put on the tulin and talis later on and say Kriyashma in the proper Zman. Shabur continues and says, V'yesh anoshim shem achrim Zman Kriyashma b'shul tulin b'tzibur. Some people delay saying Kriyashma in order to daven the minyan. And he says, that's also not right. Because if the minyan is davening too late and you're not saying Kriyashma in the right time, you're not yotzi the mitzvah Kriyashma. So what should you do in those situations? Akoponim yizor ulikos shema b'zmana kod matvila l'chavim l'seitz b'zeh. So say, read Kriyat Shema beforehand, without the brachos, just read Kriyat Shema, and this way you'll be yotzi the mitzvah Kriyat Shema, and then you'll daven with the minyan. And this is, in fact, the opinion that's brought down previously in the Mishnah Berurah. Mainly, acharat kriya lebeis haknesses b'shul azkenim am'achim lovo. And likewise, one shouldn't delay saying Kriyat Shema in shul in the minyan because people come late to shul, especially elderly people that might not be able to get there on time. V'yitztarchu l'sbala b'yichidi. Because you can lose out saying Kriyat Shema. So you should daven in the right time. We don't say, we don't say somebody sinned, you delay and not say Kriyat Shema in the right time in order that you can have a minion come later on and say with the minion, albeit not in the right time. Therefore, one should be careful to be yotzei the mitzvah by yourself at the earliest possible time, if the minion won't say it in the right time. And Shabbos and Yontif, this is especially common. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Lavozman Kriyashma Mnei Kamadvarim," for a number of reasons. Therefore, a chacham eina birosh, the smart person who's always thinking, will go and be makabis minyan l'spalu kodem. He'll go and gather a minyan to then daven earlier on, especially Shabbos and Yontif. Akoponim likros Kriyashma is mano. At least, at the very least, go and read Kriyashma in the right time. Kodem shi'amu l'spalu, even before the minyan is davening, iman tzibur. And this is in fact a halacha. He says also look into the Bir Agra and the Bir Halacha for much more details about this. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav writes, the Vasikin ki ikar mitzvahs tefillin l'chatrilhu me'eis hascholos ha'netz. The ideal time, as we've already said, is from the right period, right before Netzachama. As the Pasuk says, Yerucha m'shemesh, you should see it with the sun. U'kmoshin is bor l'kamim m'sim peites, we'll learn this later on. If you started reading Shema at the earlier time when you can, which is Mishiyakir, ho'yaharbe, there would be a great deal of time, being there, hashir ubein hanetz. You'd still have, let's say, 30 to 60 minutes if you started reading Kriyat Shema before you could say the Shemoneh Esrei after Netzachama. V'olam l'sachar achar Kriyat Shema l'hamtim hashtei Netzachama. And if they waited, they would then not be somech gula l'tvila. Therefore, hayu chavim l'krosu somech l'Netzachama l'gomer imanetz. Therefore, they would say it later, not by Mishiyakir, wait right before the time of the Netz, say Shema the brachos, and then say Shemoneh Esrei thereafterwards, right after Netzachama. Sivkot and Zayin, Honetzachama, he ashor shachama mascheles lizra beroshi harim. This is the time when the sun begins to be seen. In Dirshu footnote number 9, he goes into great detail discussing this, exactly what this time is, Ayin Shom. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches writes down how great the schar is. Not only is this great reward, but he's also guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba, somebody who davens like the Vasikin. Below Yuzak Kolosa Yom, and likewise you won't be harmed all day long. Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shir Shaw, what exactly is this time period over here of Hanetzachama? So he writes, B'yesh Gorsim Isur Shaw, it's a tenth of an hour. That's the period of time over here. It said look into Bir Agra, which says that it's a shlish of an Isur Shaw, a third of a tenth of an hour, Ayin and Bir Halacha for great detail about this as well. The Bir Halacha in Dibur Maskel Mitzvah Nemucha write, Da the Hazirim Likros Kevasikin, those that are careful to read like the Vasikin, Mutu Likros Uluspalo Biyachidi, Imein Laminya. He brings down that it would be permissible for somebody who always davens like Vasikin to even daven Biyachidus, to daven like Vasikin rather than to daven at a later minion. In the issue footnote number 11, he brings down that this is also a suggestion even for people that don't daven necessarily on a regular basis vasikin, and certainly if somebody is ever in a place where they don't have a minyan, this would be the preferred way to daven. This will conclude today's shir. However, there's much, much more to be said about this subject, but we unfortunately do not have the time.